Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, it's going to be an awesome night tonight. We're talking about the seven strategies of marketing to create awareness. As awareness, this is part two. Last week, we didn't get a chance to finish it all. So we're going to dig into it tonight. But as we always do right here on Hip Hop National, let's cover the show so that we can move forward going into tonight's topic. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to collectively come together as a community to discuss various topics that impacts the industry of music. That maybe one may express the idea that another may gain from it so that they can take it into the workplace and actually make it useful in their lives and be able to take care of their families through the aspiring dream in which they so desire to fulfill. We ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, and continue to let this platform grow so we can all spread our music worldwide as we all plan to. We ask that you do cover everyone in this gift as we travel in this lane. We pray this in Jesus' name as we go forward. Amen. Well, guys, I have a smile as I'm talking because I was already kind of undergoing technical difficulties at the start of the program. And I had restarted my computer and I didn't realize it was 8 o'clock already. And then I just, one of the strategies of marketing to create awareness is be part on time. I don't care. Even if you are in control of the buttons behind, be on time. Because I know if something's going to be said, so might as well say it up front. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National. How are we doing, sir?
Good evening. I wondered what it was. Now I understand the technical difficulty. So,
yes,
you know,
it is,
hey,
sir.
You know, Murphy's Law, what will? And you know, God says, hey, he gave you the strength to overcome it. So, and you're a big enough man that you can admit it. So we've got it
absolutely
all together.
Sometimes
on that.
You have to admit things up front, or else you'll get buried by it. I ran over twice by a big yellow bus. You never know.
So you find yourself standing on the street corner with the dress on, whistling for a cab. But that's a whole different story. Yeah, you know, hey, I think you got a good subject going tonight. I want to hear some of the young people on, you know, what they think about it, you know, because, you know, it's funny, you know, they don't rely on anybody to help them. And when I say help, I mean, you know, everybody wants to be a star. And you have all of these different ways and avenues to open up the doors for people to hear you. But they're not listening and they're not understanding. And then, you know, they come up with this hater game, you know. So, you know, I want you to tell them the avenues that they have open, but I want them to remember that the first line of it is to have someone in your corner to tell you whether your product has anything going for itself, that, you know, that you will be able to, you know, once the people hear it, embrace it. And I think Hip Hop National Radio is one of the, you know, outlets in this strategy that, you know, I've went to Hip Hop National Radio's Facebook page, and there's so many people posting there. But, you know, it's like they have a fear that, you know, once the people hear it, that, you know, they're going to be criticized and not accepted, you know, and they're not sending in their submissions. They would just rather post links to their submissions. That's not going to help them. I mean, you know, you got to step into the fire so that you at least know how you stand, you know. So, hey,
well, I
got
to agree with
you
on that. You need to be on a common ground where others are sending in their music and where other music is being played that attract more listeners and more ears to the project. You know, if you're just putting it out there on a post, that's singularly by yourself. And, you know, you're trying to get that attention, but yet what you want to do is be a part of a platform where music is being heard. And accept.
You got to admit one thing. This business is competitive, and you know it's just like an athlete. It's just like a horse that they're trying to put in a horse race. You're going to have to find out where you stand. You know, don't call everybody that doesn't embrace your product as haters. Try to figure out how to get them in your corner. What is it that you're not doing that you need to be doing, you know, and don't stop, you know, trying, you know, because that's part of what it takes. You know, you got to pay those dues. But, you know, at least get there and get in the competition and see how you stand. You know, you can only get better, hopefully, you know.
Well, let's open up some lines and get some more people talking. So give me a second. I'm going to go to 678-489. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, this is Frankie D, alias Young Uncle Oldhead from Thunlight Productions and Publishing Company, calling you live from Rex, Georgia. How's everybody tonight? Hope everybody is blessed as I am.
We're doing fine, sir. We're doing fine.
All right. Yes.
Can I make comment on this subject, or are you going to go around first?
No, go ahead. I want you to give me your opening statement, Frank.
Okay. What I think, you know, young folks need to understand is that when you have a product, you have to understand what type of product you have. In marketing, we have two kind of goods. You have sought-after goods and you have unsought goods. You know, when you look at music, this is something that you really don't need, but we have to try to find a way where you make people want it. So if you understand the market and understand who are you trying to direct your music to, you'll have a good understanding of what you need to do to build that brand, to build that buzz, and use whatever you have available, whether it's internet, whether it's print ads, whether it's showcasing, whether it's, hey, just getting out there, standing on the corner and singing your songs and marketing, selling things out of your trunk. You know, all these things have been proven to work, but you have to understand that this is a job. Marketing firms spend millions of dollars to advertise products, and understand your limitations. You don't have a $1 million budget to get out there where you can be anonymous, or like I like to call it, a ghost, where you're just posting your music up on some internet site that only works for people who already have a name for themselves and can be found. When you are an unknown artist and no one knows you, you still have to make those personal appearances. You still have to get out there and beat the street. You still have to get out there ground and pound. You got to let these people know that your product is out there. You got to make them want something that normally they wouldn't want. And by doing so, you'll learn a lot of things. You'll learn the values of business. You'll learn a lot about yourself. Because once you put yourself into your product and you stand behind it and represent that product, the likelihood of people catching on to what you're doing and spreading the word that you got to check this out can work in your favor. Nowadays, people think they can just post music up on the internet and that's going to bring the industry to them. That's not the way it works. There's so many artists out there that you will get lost in the sauce. As Raw Dog said earlier, when you have platforms like Hip Hop National Radio where you can post up your music and get it heard and at the same time try to build that brand and that buzz for yourself by word of mouth, like I said, from print ads, advertising, radio. We have to understand that you're only limited by the amount of finances that you put into it, because keep in mind that marketing is a part of a business plan, just like advertising. Everything costs money, but when you don't have those big dollars to get out there and just put it out there on national television, you're going to have a lot of work to do ahead of you before people even catch on to your brand. So work your product. Get out there. Let people know you're out there. Let them know where you're showcasing. Let them know. So that this way, you know, the buzz can start to be created, that when I type in your name on online, I can find you, or anybody else can find you for that matter. And then use all these free platforms that are available for your marketing, like your Facebooks and Twitter and all these social media outlets that are out there available to you. Use them to your advantage. Put up your advertisement, you know. Send them, make a mass mailing list, you know. Send out information. Let people know what you're doing. Get out there and work your product, and the likelihood of your work ethics can turn into marketing success. So I'm going to leave that as my opening statement, you know, and then get into the show a little heavier, a little deeper, a little later on in the show.
All right, awesome. Definitely, I appreciate that, Frankie. And we do have a caller, 954-895. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. What's your contribution to tonight's topic?
Adele Elliott, and you call from Coral Springs, Florida.
This is who?
This is Adele Elliott, and I'm calling from Coral Springs, Florida.
Hello, Hardell. How you doing tonight? I'm glad to have you call in. Tonight we're talking about 7 strategies of marketing to create awareness, and this is part 2. And tonight we're talking about social media. Not only social media, we're talking about different ways of marketing, even radio campaigning, viral marketing, the various ways in which we reach the people. What's your statement for tonight's topic?
Well, I mean, marketing is
Hadel, are you with us?
I think we lost it.
Okay. We did, actually. Let's go ahead to Hatch. Hey, Hatch. Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello. She probably pressed the number 1 by accident. I don't know if she was ready to talk. So, hey, Hatch, how you doing?
Hey, God bless you. How you doing, Brother Poetic?
We're doing all right. Hatch, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Finland, New Jersey. And before I even start, if it's okay, I'd just like to give a shout-out to South Island Little League baseball team, who just won district champion, you know, and going for their
final. Shout-out to the Little League baseball team.
All right. So I just want to start off with that. Also, I see my brother in Christ and music on the line. I'd just like to say hello to Frankie D.
What's up, yeah, y'all got to get that baseball team to you need to get that baseball team to call in so they'll know that they got a shout out. You know what I mean?
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's why I believe it or not, I'm marketing right now, brother. I got you on Facebook and letting them know that we're on the line. You know, so this is how we have to do it. You know, like you said, from grassroots. You know, I just want to say my brother, he just about put everything in quote that, you know, he opened up the discussions. So I'm going to just break it down into my personal 7 strategies. You know, I guess there's many strategies that you can come in and attack on your market source. You know, so what I always said to myself first, just like everything else, I say make your pros and cons list. You know, see what you get ready to do. You know, see what's the good points of it and the bad points and negative points, and then balance it out and see if it's worth it. Always go in. And like Brother Raw Dog said, my first statement and number one is you have to read. You have to do your research. You know, I say learn your business. You know, I let y'all come in and add off of my strategy. But first thing I say, know who you are. In other words, know what you want to be in the music business. You know, you got songwriters that want to be singers. You got singers that want to be producers. You know, you got, managers, you know, want to be singers, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's why I say first you got to know who you are, know what you're going to do, and know what you're good at, you know. And then that you know what market that you're trying to hit, because we forget that a lot of people think that when it comes to the music business is a beautiful, large network, that what mostly the fans see is just the singer or the musician on TV, you know. But if you're interested in music, even if you want to be a artist and singer, you should see that there's other parts of and duties to the business that you have to connect and understand in order to create what you want to create, your image in the market, you know. So I just say know the business that you're interested in. You know, there's a difference between songwriter marketing and artist marketing and a producer, et cetera, you know. And then make sure
said there's a difference between each one of those individuals' role in marketing. Okay.
Correct.
What is that difference? When you say that.
Okay.
What do you?
Okay. For instance, example, you know, if you're trying to be a singer. You know, if that's the part of the arts of business that you want, and you want to be a singer, that's why I said know who you are. You know, just like we was talking about the last show when we were saying just getting down to the grassroots. You know, you got varies and different styles of music and gender. You know, so you know if you're interested in being a hip hop rapper, or R&B, or gospel, you know, or jazz, et cetera. You know, just for example, I always tell the joke. You know, if you singing, you know, if you singing gangster rap or whatever, you know, you ain't gonna go to a church and try to market yourself. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the difference market, example, if you're a songwriter. You know, if you're a songwriter and you can't sing, you know, you want to market yourself to singers. You know, you want to market yourself to producers, you know, that would be able to create the idea of your song and put it together and make it work. So, you know, as a singer,
in essence, you're saying if you're a songwriter, you might want to market to producers, the people who can make the beat for you. If you don't have that talent, market towards those people. Okay.
Exactly.
Anybody? Okay, I'm going to go around the panel real quick. I actually like what you just said. It gives me an opening point to start off at. And we're going to go to Rodolph. Rodolph, he was saying target marketing. That's basically in a nutshell what he was saying. Knowing who your target is and how you have to attack your campaign. Well
tonight, you know,
go ahead.
he's correct with that. He's correct with that because, you know, like he said, you know, gangster rapper doesn't want to be trying to be marketed to the churches, you know, to the religious listeners. But, you know, now it all comes down to, one says marketing, okay? You know, as the musical director at Hip Hop National Radio, I hear the submissions. And it's funny because when Dr. AT plays them on the air, it's a competition. You know, it's a competition between listening to one independent artist to another independent artist to another independent artist. And what happens is that you see there are some of those that rise and stand out. And that in themselves, they pass the test that every individual needs to do. One, I don't really care who makes the individual song. I am intrigued by the songs as they play to hear the depth of the composition, whether it's gospel, jazz, blues, what have you. And the ones that stand out after a night of Dr. AT, I put them on the top of the list and I go, geez, that's a good talent. That would be the one that I would buy tonight because that's the way you pick music. Because, you know, as a music lover, there's all genres, okay? And if I only have, let's just say, $10, but I've got 20 different artists, they should be looking to be in competition to be the best. You know, I find that rather than taking criticism and going back and redoing, I find that artists, they block themselves. Marketing, the strategy of marketing, well, it only works when the public is going to embrace what you've done with appreciation and paying their money. I think you should test the free avenues, not out of people liking, but out of the people that are actually going to spend money. And, you know, the first step that I would think in marketing, other than the free sites, you know, Facebook and YouTube, I think it would be a place like Hip Hop National Radio, because then you're getting the exposure. Now, you know, on some of the submissions, and you and I have talked about that, Poetic, they have a time limit as far as without the response and the input from the public, we're going to take them out of rotation and add a new one. And so what happens is that, you know, I want the younger artists to take the hater thing out, and I want them to get motivated to do better. You know, be your own worst critic. I think I heard Hatch say that one time, that, you know, it's good to be your own worst critic. That way you keep lifting the bar, because that's what they've got to do. You know, we can talk about marketing and strategies and what have you, but it comes down to the product and the public embracing that product. And you've got to put it out there in an avenue that's before you, I hate to say it like this, but you can spend money to make your product better. You know, if it doesn't work the first time, rework it. You own it. You can go and rework it. Why just get stuck with the thought it's perfect? Well, the public may not be embracing it. Take that criticism. You know, you do this. You know, you have talked to different artists when they've asked you about your work. And Frank and Hatch, you know, they put a song out there, and they were big enough people to say, what do you think about it? And that just goes to show you maturity and the road to success, because they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear because, see, they can go back and come out even deeper on their next whatever they do, because they're listening and they're taking it in. And the road to success means you have to be able to evolve in a point to where the public is telling you, yes, yes, more. I want to hear more of what that of that, you know, and give it to them because that's what they're paying for. But you have all of those avenues, Poetic, you know, and that's what I love about Hip Hop National. You know, you might tell them more about Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio, guys, is a marketing and management firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside circle of the music business. We designed this where you can upload your music to our site. It's for free, completely free. And there is something that you're responsible for on your behalf. That is for you to promote your music. Let everyone know socially, which we're talking about tonight. We're talking about social media. You want to create a viral campaign. And if you never heard that term viral, it's just like a virus, you know. When you got a flu, everybody start to kind of, but this is not viral in a bad manner, but this is where it stems from. When you got a flu, everyone kind of shield themselves because they know that they're liable to catch on to it. In the viral campaign, it's the same concept. We're looking for them to catch on to it. So virally, we want you to attack the social networks that's available to you. Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace. MySpace is really coming up again, guys. I'm sure you guys heard about the music thing, that they're kind of going to a focus towards music and marketing music. So it's not really a bad concept to stay on. But you'll want to look at Hip Hop National as a place where you got a home, because we're reaching a worldwide base. Hip Hop National is the place where other people are doing the same thing as you. So therefore, the fan base is spreading dynamically, and it'll allow you get a chance to get people to echo your name on a program that's associated with industry insiders. So pretty much in a nutshell, that's where we are. And we are looking for new talent. Just give you guys some breaking news. I'm actually typing it out right now. Hip Hop National now have a worldwide distribution deal as of today. Just got it. Got good news for that. We are also, every show that you guys are being a part of, and this is on iTunes. So that's letting you guys know that we are doing our part in getting you out there and helping you reach different mediums. Now with the worldwide distribution deal, it allows us to get you digitally in all the stores on a digital level. So,
I gotta ask you one more thing, Poetic. Now, you remember, you didn't mention anything about the future of doing, you know, Hip Hop National mixtape from, you know, in talking to the artists that do submit, that do have the followers calling in and what have you, and having the chance to have a track put on Hip Hop National Radio's mixtape, which is coming in the future, you know. But maybe I wasn't supposed to mention that now, huh?
Maybe you was, but let's see if we can rewind it. Nope, we can't.
Man down. Okay. All right. It's not my night,
let's,
guys.
Let's get some of the other guys involved. Hat, what's up, man?
I like two things that I heard. I like what Brother Raw Dog said, that when you're in the business, when you're an artist, one thing you must do is evolve. You know, I couldn't have said it no better. And I like what you just said about the volume thing, you know, that That's the whole idea, is just to try to get everybody to catch it.
You want it to spread like the flu.
Now, for instance, when you're talking about marketing strategy, as you know, that we're not marketing ourselves as artists. We're marketing ourselves as a production and publishing company for music. So our strategy and who we try to reach out different from the artists is the fact that our marketing strategy, of course, the artist is looking for someone like us. They're looking for someone that can take their music and get their music put out there, get their music published. Now, the blessed thing that happened for Thunlight Production and Publishing in the business and where we at right now, we believe in the vision of the future. And I think what's beautiful about Hip Hop National Radio that I made the connection with, and I'm glad I did make the connection with you, brother. It's because one of the marketing strategy as a artist and as a publishing company, the main thing that you need for that marketing strategy is to be heard. And the best way to be heard is on the air, on the radio. And we select Hip Hop National because of the fact that y'all guys are branching out. You're fresh, you have the power and you have the base that you can get our music out there, you can get our music heard, and that's the blessing to the stage that where we are in our operation now, and the good thing about Hip Hop National Radio and where we at in the business now as far as going viral. As far as young people, this is where they're at in the game. It's not too many. Like I look at the kids and teenage today. We was talking about the last session about even the cell phone. The teenagers and the young people today, they're using cell phones, iPods, iPads, laptops, computers. This is where most of them are getting their information. This is how they're listening to the new music, and that's what made YouTube so popular, And the beautiful thing where you guys at is y'all already took that market, and that was a good marketing strategy. It's a good marketing strategy with us, and that's why we're hanging in here with you guys and going to give you as much support as we can from our fan base. And putting it out. And the only thing I want to say to my Facebook people, and to my email people, and to all my fans out there, if you really want to support us, if you really want to get our music out there, come to Hip Hop National Radio. You can hear us from Monday to Saturday, from these hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. here on the east side where I'm at, and call in and give us our support. And when we got young entrepreneurs that's doing what you guys doing, even with the marketing strategy, it goes back to the word of mouth. I don't care how advanced you get with the technology and everything, it still goes back to the word of mouth. So I say put it in the word, put the word out there, and let them know that Thunlight Production is on Hip Hop National now. And I want you to blow up their airwaves until they get sick of you. All right? God bless.
God bless. Okay. We're getting ready to go to a quick break. I'm going to make it short and brief because we're way over the time that we're supposed to. But I'm just letting you guys know, and I'm going to say it one more time before the break. Upload your music today at Hip Hop National. www.hiphopnational.com. Frank said Hatch just gave you a testimony of what we're doing. But we're doing this for artists, period. We want you to take a part of the community so we can help build your sound, build who you are, take you to another level, side by side with you. We're looking for serious artists who want to put a campaign together, and we can help them do that and put a plan together. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about radio. campaigning and how important it is in strategy of creating awareness. So let's talk about that in a few minutes. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie D, I'll be starting off with you. Okay? So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
And God bless every ear that's tuning in while we have our technical difficulties. Stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we'll talk about the seven strategies of marketing to create your awareness. This is part two. And before we went to the break, we were talking about, we were getting ready to get into radio campaigning. But before I do that, I wanted to say, Frankie, did you have any feedback that you wanted to say based on Hatch or Raw Dog's previous comments?
Yes, I mean, I like to say that both of the brothers that are speaking tonight are putting out some real serious information that young people should really take note of. You know, I can just give you an example of marketing strategy, how it worked for me as far as a music publisher. You know, I look for artists who are looking for that direction, like Hat said, that you have to know your market. You have to know that market, and you have to stay current. You know, you really have to stay current. Depending on what you want to do in this music industry, you have to understand there are many entities or side entities that are related to the music business that a lot of people really don't focus on because they really don't know. For example, when I was in my younger days as an artist with a group, Frankie D and Flashback, we had product for sale. You have to have product. And at the same time, you have to have promotional product. And we would join record pools where we would give hundreds of albums. Well, we did. That's right, I came up with the albums. I had an album. And we would put our albums in record pools. And what that allowed us was that you had DJs all over the city of Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware, you know, in the tri-state area that would come to the record pool areas and look for new music to play in clubs. Now, these things had a positive impact because to this day, I'm still getting requests for that album from as far away places as France and in England, where this album that we produce is really doing pretty good. So there's no real one a direction that you can say is going to be the right fit for you. But if you understand what you want, who you are, where you're trying to target your product to, then you have a stronger chance of being heard. in today's avenue, you know, with the internet radio and hip hop national radio, you know, you now have internet television. You know, you have internet video. This is the new market. This is where people are going to be looking for this new music because they're going to get tired of listening to the same 20 songs that you hear on popular radio stations. So I just want to comment and say that all the ideas as far as marketing that I've heard so far have been real positive and real good, that young people should be taking notes right now and writing down some of this information and apply it to themselves and try it for themselves to see that, hey, these guys are professionals. They've been doing this stuff, and they have proven results. So that's just one way to get out there. Not to say that every way is the right way for you, but wherever you are in this game, understand where you are, who you are, and then go for it. Push yourself towards that direction. And also I want to say is that you have to have a good team behind you. You have to understand that you as an artist, if you're trying to be an artist, are just one keg in the whole pile. You have to understand that there's management, that there's publicists, that there's A&R people, that there's your supporters, there's musicians, writers, producers. That's all a part of your team that you have to have in place when you are even ready to get out here and present any kind of idea or music in this field, in this day, because it's very competitive, as Raw Dog said. You should look at it as a competition because you want to know where you stand. You know, I grew up in a time where bands, and I mean bands, they would compete with each other. We're talking Osley Brothers, Ohio Players, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They wouldn't copy each other what they were doing. They competed with each other to try to get that top spot. And that still holds true today. Don't be afraid of competition. Don't be afraid of failure. Accept corrective criticism. Everybody's not going to like what you do. I always tell young artists coming up, if you're doing the showcase, don't worry about the people who don't like you, but focus on the people who do like you, because these are the ones that's going to spread the word for you. So you can't get hung up on the negative aspects of what this business can bring, but understand and take for what it's worth what you have and what you can do, and stand behind your product, have your product. You should always have product available, business cards, flyers. You should be advertising yourself so people can find you. That's the only downside to the cyber world, is that there's so many people, and if you don't create that buzz, they won't be able to find you. So on that level, you know, I can just say that I have experience in marketing and strategies and things like that, so that are still working to this day. And as Brother Hatch said, you know, we understand who we are in this business, you know. We're not trying to be artists per se, but with our vast experience and knowledge as far as music production and publishing goes, this is where we fit into this game. So we understand that market. You know, I've been a member of the Association of Composers, Artists, and Publishers since 1981, a full member with voting rights and all. Our name is in that book that goes out yearly to all the industry professionals. Funlight Productions is there. So the only thing that I look for as far as looking for somebody to market is that they have to have their team in place. Just because you have a good song and you're out there by yourself, that's not going to guarantee that you're going to get heard, you know. Besides, if you submit your music to Hip Hop National Radio, which I'm a plug in, which I tell all young folks, here's an avenue that you should take advantage of, because they are in the new wave, the cyber world. You know, they are in there. You know, next thing I see you guys doing is having your own internet television show where people can see you and call in. So, you know, I just want people to understand that.
That's a cooking idea.
There's no wrong way to market yourself if you understand the business you're in. And I'm going to end it right there so that, you know, we can move forward. you know, like Brother Hatch, I could be a little long-winded, so. But
okay.
I just wanted to share that with, you know, some of my own personal experiences with the things that work, you know. Don't be afraid to do a showcase. I come up in the area where we used to throw cabarets and invite artists from all over the city to come perform on our show so that they can be seen and at the same time sell some product, you know. But you have to be prepared. You have to be ready. You got to be ready at all times. You're the product. You are the ones that people that you're selling. You're selling yourself, you know. But just like anything else, look at it like this. I'll give you this analogy that just like you take a can of Coke and that nice little logo on the outside of that can, you know, that's you. That's your image. That's you. But if you don't do yourself right, what do? They open that can up and they pour it all out. And what do? They recycle it and they got a new can with somebody else in there. So you have to understand that you have a limited amount of time to do what you want to do, but when you do have your time to go full force and don't stop, don't look back. Use everyone and everything available to you, you know. It's not always about money because grassroots have been a known fact to help a lot of people. MC Hammer, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to share that comment and to just co-sign on some of the statements that have already been said.
Hatch, did y'all hear him? Frankie come up for air. He said, I just want to let you guys know I'm a little long-winded. Then he went right back into it.
Hey, you guys said I was long-winded. I'm proud of you, Frank.
He did that properly. He said, okay, I can go back in now. Whoa.
Hey, that's one of them old singing techniques, you know. You got to keep going, baby. Nobody take that breath.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
But, hey, I can tell you like this, man. It's not like you were blowing wind. You were blowing knowledge of acceptable information that they needed to hear. Other than that, I would say, man, okay, take a breath, brother.
You know what? He said something that you know, it was really good that the young folks should understand. You know, when you produce a product, it may not take off right now. But just like you said, you put out an album on vinyl, and now you're getting people that want to buy it overseas. Now, you know, what you didn't say was, yeah, they're willing to pay more money than you were selling it for in the beginning, because there are collectors that want to buy music that was produced in different time eras, in different locations. You know, that's like, I know of a 45 that was made here in the Washington State, Seattle area, and didn't sell, but it's online overseas for $250 for a 45 with the, you know. So keep your product, you know, especially the artist. You never know when it's going to be marketable, you know. And that's the funny thing. Never give up on something, but go forward. Keep doing, you know, and don't destroy the products that you've created, because, you know, an Elvis, before he became famous, I forget the group he was with originally. Now people are seeking out that 45 that he did before he got big. So, you know, some things can come back and become in demand by the public because they're rare, you know. And so, you know, a product is a product. And, you know, own it, license it, copyright it, and never destroy, you know, out of a fit of just saying, oh, well, you know, and getting rid of it. Keep it, move forward, because you never know. It could catch fire a year later, 2 years later, 10 years later. And if you have all of that, you can go into distribution at any time, because who's to say how long it's going to take for success? You know?
It's like I say to the real dogs, that this is a lifestyle. It's not a fad. This is something you're going to do all your life. So
exactly.
when you create those babies, I call that music your baby. You don't just toss it to the side because you think you got something new. It's better because if no one ever heard what you did the first time, what is it for you to say that it's no good that you have to do something better? So you stand behind all your product. Stand behind
exactly.
and push it. You know, persevere with it. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about the trends because what goes around comes around. And you never know. You got something in your archives that may be ready for the day that you did years ago. And say, wow,
exactly.
this is ready now. You know, so I can co-song with Raw Dog, my man out there on the west side. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Yes. You know what? The funny part about this whole thing is that, one, you gotta be in it for the long haul. You just can't say, I'm going to give it 5 months, a year, and if I'm not successful by then, I'm going to do something else. You know, that's not a true artist. A true artist,
no,
it's going to be with you all of your life.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined
Can I add on one thing to what Raw Dog said and Brother Frank said?
Absolutely.
One thing that they both brought up about if you are a true artist, if this is your love, if this is what you want to do, then it becomes the music, and we're talking about music, but again, we're calling it an art. You know, it's an art form. Another thing I think about when it comes to true artists, true musicians who record their music and make a library of it. I just want people to think about, like I said, if it's in for the success, for the money, if that's where you put your success at, then you gonna get a broken heart real quick in this game, because everybody don't become a Michael Jackson, you know. But if the love is there, me and my brother, we always said we look at it like a Picasso painting. You know, that it's created and it's here. You know, we might not even get the benefits of the success. We might not even have got the dream that they hear the song on hip-hop national. You know what I'm saying? But it happened in our time, and that's how music is. Like Raw Dog was saying about overseas. You know, that you put all that money and that investment in your music, and you're looking at, I'm going to get this platinum, I'm going to be this millionaire success overnight. You know, but you might be long and gone, and somebody blow the dust off your record, and all of a sudden it's a hit. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind also.
Yeah, and also I want to just co-sign on what you just said, that to understand that this is still a business, and that the true entrepreneurial spirit understands that in business, when you're starting out with something new, you're not afraid to fail, because most successful entrepreneurs fail 7 times before they have that one success. But that's because the true entrepreneurial spirit does not allow you to give up. You just look at adversities as a learning tool, as something that you have to overcome and move forward. So just keep those things in mind that, hey, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, those overnight success stories are never really that. You know, there's people that have been working all their life for it. You know, people just see the final product when you see them on TV or in the videos. You think, wow, these guys came out of nowhere. But when you look at their history, they'll tell you, man, I've been singing since I was 3 years old. I've been dancing since I was 2 years old. And it just, now it's my time. So this is a lifestyle. It's not a fad. If you think because you have the new tools of the trade, you know, which is a different something I'm not going to get off track about what a producer is today, but understand that the tools that you use today may not be the tools you're going to use yesterday or tomorrow, but you can find your niche anywhere if you believe in your product. You have to believe in it, and you have to be the one who sells it.
All right, guys, you guys did an awesome job of selling the idea of believability to your craft and taking it to
you know, making sure you get in radio places like Hip Hop National. That was all good. I really, really enjoyed that. But when we get back from the break, which we were getting ready to go into it, but I wanted you guys to finish out what you did because I thought that was important. It was important. It echoes our name as alongside of you guys' great name. But let's talk about radio campaigning. And I'm putting a plan together. Why it's important to put a plan together as you try to campaign in this market. This is a strategy that we all seek. And we really, I mean, ultimately, Hatch and Frank, you both really want national airplay. You want that radio, you want to get into that radio campaign on FM radio because it's just been a dream of yours since probably since you were very young. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to put on a campaign? You know what I mean? Are you ready to put the budget behind it, what's necessary? Because in the independent age today, that's been a thing that everybody wanted to do, but corporate America the corporations that in the powers that be that controls the radio airwaves almost make it a little bit impossible for someone just breaking into the business to get on the air. It's not as convenient as some of the alternatives that's available today. And the radio airwaves are changing. It's beginning to change tremendously. You know, FM radio, I'll be honest with you, I can't say it's been changing. It's been this way for a long time. Everybody know we have a top 20. We have a top 40 of songs that's being played on that radio. And nothing else is coming into interference. And they'll give you what they call local love to allow you to do it. But to break into a radio thing today is just a little bit difficult. When we get back, let's talk about some of the techniques and things that's required even if you did get radio airplay. What do you need? What do you need in place to make them want to embrace you? We'll be back in just a moment. You guys are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all definitely stay with us because it's important. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay there.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about 7 strategies of marketing to create awareness. This is part 2, and it's ironic. We've touched bases on 3 of them last week. We did 2 of them this week. It's unfortunate, but we may have to bring in one more just so we can get through the others. But right now we want to go into radio campaign and how important it is in putting a plan together when you're getting ready to do a marketing campaign in radio. Yes, we all want radio. We think, hey, if we get our song on AM, FM radio, or on a national campaign, they will just embrace us. We just need one radio station, and then it'll go viral, and all the other radio stations will pick us up. Well, the question is, how true is that? How true is that statement? Is it something that they just want to pick up because you got a hot song? Or is it because you got a hot song, and they believe that you will do the withdrawal to market and promote it? Question. We're going to open that up. But before we get to the main line, we're just going to go to Mainline, who just called in, 832-504. Mainline, you now have the floor. Tell us where you're calling in from.
Good evening. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas, and I just want to say to everybody this evening that the gentleman who have been holding the show down, Brother Raw Dog MD and Frankie D and Hatchback. Hatchback. Also Brother Poetic. And what made me decide to call in was when you mentioned about the radio campaign as a I like to get an MD of the air, Dr. AT, a big shout out. I enjoy listening to his show. As you said, he'd be down in the paint with it, with all of the new music. And the thing that I would just like to comment on is that before the break, you mentioned about if the people would be ready once they have an opportunity to go into radio. And first, let me say this and be absolutely clear about it. Nothing happens without money. Money is the key to moving anything that you have a desire to do in the world that we live in. Now, with that being said, all of the gentlemen that's been hosting the show, as well as yourself, and the different ideas that you shared about your strategies and your intentions to uplift your show, you know, it's not one of you guys who are not ready. And as one of the gentlemen stated earlier, is that when you have a product and you're selling yourself, if you're out there, you don't have to worry about having the money or the finance to do it, because the people who want to promote the music, the people who want to bring something new or get the next new thing, they will come to you with a program already in place. And the only difficulty that you would have after that is negotiating how much of your freedom, your creative freedom, your artistic freedom that you want to have with them. That would be the only problem. But all of those elements are in place. It's just a matter of time before any of you gentlemen that's on the panel today will get that opportunity to sit in that boardroom and talk with the people that make a decision. you know. So anyway, but I just want to say, a layperson, and I want to say as a music appreciator and music lover, that I have you know, gained a wealth of knowledge just by listening to your show. And you know, I'm very happy that you have this forum, because it's also entertaining, you know, because we're doing real time live radio. But it's also stimulating, because it gives you know, it gives us all the hope and desire to express ourselves, whether it's artistically or just somebody like me who can appreciate the efforts that everybody making. And you know, like, and I just want to tell Brother Frank and Hatch that I have two of them albums, and they're autographed, and they're not going anywhere. And with that, I would like to say, just keep moving forward, brothers, and I enjoy the show. Thank you.
Awesome, Mainline. You can stay with us, though. Stay with us, man. I appreciate it. I have to definitely speak up to one of my favorite listeners who tunes in to the program. I got to give him a little open time on the air, because I just like to hear his voice at times. This is my brother in the paint. This is Quinn. Quinn, welcome to Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in from?
Hey, how you doing, man? You already know it. I'm calling in from Terry County, man. Terry County, Georgia, a little small town, man.
Awesome, yeah. Man. I hope you're enjoying the show tonight, Quinn.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I'm really enjoying it, man. You know, I'm just laid back, chilling, you know. I'm always enjoying it, man. You know, every time, it ain't now time I didn't enjoy it. So, you know, I'm always enjoying it.
All right, glad to hear that, man.
I mean, I want to, you know, say what's up to my man. You know, you already know my man Raw Dog, you and everybody else on the show, man. You know, I enjoyed everything. Right. You know, everything what y'all saying, it make a whole lot of sense. You know.
Yeah, we just like to show the people love who show us love, man. So, I know you were sitting down there in the cut and you wanted to be quiet, but I knew I just wanted to open up the panel and say, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Raw Dog.
I just want to give a shout-out to Quinn, man. Hey, much love, brother. You know, and, they haven't thrown me under the bus tonight, so keep listening. I don't think I'm going to get there.
We're getting there, man. We're waiting. Anyway, guys, let's talk about this radio campaign. And actually, Mainline just mentioned something that was very, very important, and it's very key. It is really one of the keys that really separate one campaign over the other. Okay. You got a flat platform here at Hip Hop National. Hip Hop National is an internet radio based station. We're actually hitting on the levels and ears of a lot of people. We're hitting collectively, but probably right now we almost had 1 million people who have tuned in and locked onto our show. But I'm just letting you guys know that's through our websites, through our web sources, through Facebook, through various pieces that make up that puzzle. Now, the question is, we even want bigger than this, right? I mean, reality, you want Billboard, you want to be on MTV, you want to be on BET. But the question is, do you think that the people that got there did it just off of sheer luck, or off of sheer, I have a very good hot song? What are the record companies listening for today that when they're looking for campaigning? Are you willing? Do you have the money if your song take legs to invest in the product? That's what they want to know. Do you, let's just say the song is hot, we want to take it to the next level, do you have the money? I'll say it again, do you have the money? It's very important that you know this. Money plays a real key role in taking your music to the next level. And now, also, is the song ready for national airplay? Could this song take leaps and bounds through a with a universal message that's acceptable everywhere. Something to consider, guys. I know we're in the hip hop industry, and a lot of times in the hip hop industry, we put things in there because we want to impress the people in our neighborhood, impress the people around us that we down for the cause, we true to the cause and stuff like that. Well, have your song, is your song ready for national airplay? And will you spend the time to seek out all the stations that's necessary so you can get it on there? Would you get out to the DJs? Are you ready to put a financial commitment behind it and promote it with marketing strategies to take it to the next level? That's what radio campaigning is. We're gonna go to Hatch. I'm gonna say we're gonna go to Frankie. And we're gonna say Frankie. What's your thoughts about what I just said, sir?
Okay, I'm just gonna make a few corrections. There was one time in my life where getting my music, my personal music as an artist on the radio was very important.
Oh, that wasn't a personal attack, Frankie.
No, not attack. No, I just want to clear it up.
Yeah,
it's
was,
not
Frankie.
Attack.
Throw him under
no.
the bus, Frankie.
No, it's not an
grab
attack.
Grab his legs, Frankie. Throw him under there.
It's not an attack. It's just that I just want to clarify as a production company now, because there was a time where we did market ourselves as artists, and we have evolved through mentoring. I had some of the greatest mentors coming out of Philadelphia, because I come from a musical family. One of my good friends is Kenny Gamble, and his relationship with radio, he always allowed me to participate in events in Philadelphia concerning promotion of Philly International music, because I am a bass player and also did a lot of stuff with artists from Philly International. But the one thing that I was taught is that there is no one entity that you're going to move into without going through another entity. I'll break that down for you. If you have money, sure, you can buy radio time, but that radio time would be very limited and your audience would be very limited. You have to understand that radio has a close association with major record labels. The major record labels has a great relationship with music distribution sites, record stores, and things like that. They also have these entities that artists go through these channels before they can even get to the radio station. Now, there have been exceptions to the rule, but these have been created by those who have the finances to do it all themselves. There were times where I would have meetings at Arista Records, and they would ask me, well, what can we do for you? And when we would break down what we were about, they said, well, you don't need us because you guys are the business. You guys are the entity. So in order for you to have your music played on those radio stations, understand, you may write a song, and they may like you, your song. They may like you as an artist, but they don't like your music. So they're not going to take the chance on spending millions of dollars on what you have. They're going to throw you in the studio with someone who has a proven track record, someone who sold records, a producer who's selling right now, who's about the trends right now. So you're not going to just come out and say, I got this record, and it's going to get on the radio. No, you have to go through so many other channels in order for you to even be heard. Now, you mentioned also you can get heard on the local level. You know, one of the biggest stations in Philadelphia, I'm not going to mention their name, but they're a clear channel station. And they would have record nights where you can come in every Monday night and you can bring your album in. They sit down. If they like it, they would play it on their show, either a make it or break it type show or a new artist format type show. You understand? But doing that, when you do it yourself, you have to understand this is a business first, and it's about money. And if your product is not going to generate the radio station money or the record company money or even your management money, the likelihood of you having any type of radio campaign is next to none on that level. But the market has evolved now where you really don't need that to be successful because of advents like your station, Hip Hop National Radio, who are looking for the independent music. And believe it or not, even though you have a million listeners who have tuned in, I guarantee by the end of the year you'll have 2 million listeners or even three, because you got to understand.
From your lips
to
God is, brother.
The consumers are a lot smarter. They understand trends and what's going on. And after a while, people are always looking for something new. So when you mention, hey, these guys are playing some music that you should listen to, that draws them away from those stations that want to pay you to listen to them by calling in to be caller number 9. And here's an opportunity for them to hear new music, maybe artists that they're supporting, or maybe they're artists that they're themselves, you know? So that whole concept of trying to break the mainstream independently, you know, I hate to be, you know, the devil's advocate or Debbie Downer, but it's next to none. It's next to none that you're going to get that. But in few occasions, because of the finances they had themselves, once they created that buzz and the record company wants a piece of it, then they come at you. And this is when you get that national exposure.
Well, let me take the wheels for a few minutes, Frankie, because we're getting ready to wind down, and I want to make a certain point to people, too, about this. Let's just say we are... You do get that national airplay. The people are embracing your music. They like it. The question is, is your music in place, in the right? Is the product in the right place? Is the promotions going out there? Are you putting it out there beyond Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook? Are you advertising? Are you doing radio advertising to take it to create the awareness around the product? And that is available. Because don't get me wrong, the problem is sometimes a song is being embraced, and this is why radio, even major radio, don't do business with small independents. I'll tell you why. Because the independent doesn't have the money, or they haven't put the team together that will put the music in the right place, such as stores. The shelf, we're not looking at shelf life anymore. We're in the digital age. We can get your stuff digitally distributed. It's very important that you have a system in place where when the song is hot, you got listeners tuning in, people liking the music. Now they're searching somewhere to find it. It is imperative that you have it in place. Now, we're gonna go to Frankie for a quick, because I know you got something to say on that. Then I'm gonna go around to Raw Dog, and I'm gonna go to Hatch.
No, basically you're correct. You know, I'm just gonna just emphasize that be realistic about your music and understand where it fits in at and where it doesn't. If you're trying to go mainstream and you want that, then you have to do what mainstream artists do. And if you're not willing to pay those dues and pay those prices, then understand that you're limiting yourself because you're not willing to do the work. So I'm not going to take up all the time.
This is what I see. I'm going to tell you, this is what I see. I see people even on a small scale, which is, Hip Hop National budget to do a campaign here is not nearly as massive as trying to do a worldwide campaign. I see an artist not willing to take the time to put the investment in that to take themselves to the next level, because really we are putting it more in position as technology transcends to take your music to a different level and couple your people associated with people who are moving product in the business. They're moving massively trying to promote themselves. So you need to be, to me, it just makes sense to be along with other people who's pushing the product. pushing their stuff out there, telling other people about it. That's my opinion.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Hatch. Hatch, you on deck?
Yeah. I would just say like this for the independent artists. Now you can imagine the artists that's already out there and doing their thing. The biggest thing against us today is called CD burner. You know? Once they get your music, you know, we don't have to worry about the copyrights, cover and all those things. I'm quite sure right now with our music, there's thousands of people that's listening to our CD that didn't buy it. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the independent artists, it hurt us that much more. You know, so that's why we ask, since we are independent artists and we don't have the finances such as the big guys, that's why we need your support. And when you look at the money and the prices, now what Frankie D said and I, even as an investment as a company, as he said a minute ago, I try to make this as quick as possible. But he mentioned in the back of the day that, you know, we had our first album. You know, we have an album. You know, that's how long we've been in the business. We have cassettes, you know. But when we were saying...
You have a cassette now?
Yes, we have cassettes.
Man, what y'all going to do with that?
this is my point, Brother Poet, is that when the brothers say we have to stay current, the only way that you can stay current and beat the big guy is when it comes to the finances. I'm going to share with you right now, just like the brother said. You know, right now, on where you at is a blessing. You got almost a million followers. You know that even on the radio, for your platinum, they're going to take
about I didn't say $1 million. I said 1 million followers. No, I'm just messing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But that million followers, in other words, if that million followers had just gave you a dollar donation, you'd be a millionaire right now, right?
That would be so sweet. That's all we're looking for, guys. We do have a donation title. Just give us a dollar. Come on, a dollar.
That's the marketing strategy. You see what I'm saying, bro? You know, so if you got a billion followers, that would be willing to donate a dollar.
That's what my wife told me. I told my wife, we got close. She said, it'd be nice if they all gave you a dollar.
That's your campaign and your marketing, bro.
I was like, man,
I'm sharing you another idea. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but to get back what we're saying, when you don't have the finances and it costs you to get out there, that's where me and my brother got caught up. We was chasing. That's why I said by the time we got an album, it was cassette. By the time we got a cassette, it was a CD. Now it's a CD, you know, and they got all the way to hard drive.
Now they're turning into an MP3. Now it's turned into an MP3.
You see what I'm saying? So even with your radio station, you know, it's a blessing that you are the entrepreneur and the thing that you got good going for you, that Brother Frank said that you need to target in on your marketing, is that you have all the independent artists. Now, what's the market strategy since you're a minority in a small radio station, is that you got to bring that sound, and you got to have the confidence in the artist that's going to bring the big guys to you and say, hey, I want to come and get that artist that's been playing on your station. You see what I'm saying? This is how the circle going to work.
That's the goal, brother.
I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you why you're going to have 10 million, because you got Sunlight Production, you know. But I'm going back. that's our confidence, man. But going back to the last thing, staying current, just like Frankie D gave you the idea that now, you know, we are ready to the internet, YouTube, TV, Skype, you know, so that's why I'm saying even your finances, as you check, chase to get to one level, just like I told you about the album, cassettes, and CD, just like you just chasing this to get on the level for the internet site, you know, like you said, now you got to fight to get the Skype, you got to fight to get the TV internet, you know, you got to fight to get the Sierra, the FX, so it's going to be a financial battle for you all the way through. So don't be concerned about the artist investment in you.
you reverse it and know that you have investments in the artist. And then it's not when you go to the bank, when you have to go to the bank, just remember you're the banker. But you know you're sitting in your right place when the bank comes to you. So that's what you're trying to do now. You ain't trying to go to the bank. You're trying to set it up so the bank could come to you. And that's when you know that you're going to be truly established. But at the same time,
all right,
stay
Brother
calm.
Hatch.
Try to move up.
Your
all
time
right, I'm
is done,
that,
Mr. Hatch. Mr. Hatch, I got to turn
you,
it over. I got to give it over to Raw Dog. I love
thank
y'all long winded
bro.
Brothers. Man.
I love you too, man.
aren't they really long winded? You know, you should talk about me.
Hey, we're singers, man. We're singers. We like to be heard.
Right on, right on.
Leave me
by the way,
Raw
Dog, I like that song. Oh, forgive me. I don't think you can forgive an OG. I love that song, man.
Well, appreciate that. Now, you're not supposed to say nothing because, see, guess what? Poetic doesn't listen to the music. I snuck it in there, but see, he doesn't even know anything about that song. But what I wanted to say is that you know what? The whole thing about I guess the one thing that Poetic is, he still doesn't talk himself up, you know. Poetic has got all these door openers. You remember at the beginning of the show, he said a distribution deal is signing up and this and that. And he says little things, and then he starts to mumble. He won't tell you that he's grown, that he's got all these outlets. He just wants people to call him and ask him what Hip Hop National Radio can do for them. I mean, you know, there's so many doorways he's told me about.
461-3398. My number is 954-461-3398. This is the time, guys. Let's change the paradigm. We're getting ready to go into a digital age. We are heavily in the digital age. Just get on the bus. We can put it out there worldwide. Put it in all the digital stores. Right now.
Oh, you just want to cut me off and tell that.
Yeah, so,
it's
hey, you
okay.
Sound
I'm glad
I had
you
to say
up.
It.
I'm glad you stepped up. Thank you, sir. Now everybody knows. See, and plus, you know, the college circuit is out there. We haven't talked about that market and the radio circuit that you're connected with. You know, we might have to do show three.
We're going to have to do a show three, probably because we're going to have to because we really, I'm trying to tell you, the seven strategies. It's, I guess each one of them have its own segment. That makes it a long story. So, absolutely, we do have to touch bases on it because we need to talk about viral marketing and what viral marketing is, the email marketing that is a part of viral marketing. How when we're marketing towards people, are we spamming them? And then we talk about the spamming laws. What we need to do because if you keep on hitting them with an email, you may be hitting them in the wrong way, and then boom, now they coming after you legally. So there's a lot of strategies out there that we need to take a look at, open up the can of worms and figure out, kind of break it down. So I agree, if you guys are open to it, let's go to a part three next Friday.
Works for me.
Count me in. I'm in.
Hey.
All right, guys.
I'm enjoying. I'm learning myself, right? Still a student.
I'm
not
learning that. It's more long-winded than me, baby.
A student and a child of God.
Hey, don't feel bad. Raw Dog's long-winded, too, so don't feel bad.
Yes, I am.
Hey, long wind makes for a good show. That's all I can tell you guys.
I hear that.
I love
we
it.
We got to do
it. Well, I got to tell you, Dr. AT, I hope you're on deck. You ready? Let's roll it over to Dr. AT. And the music is on you, brother. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio tonight. We were talking about seven strategies of marketing to create awareness and awareness. This is part two. We're going to go to part three next week. So y'all stay with us. Dr. AT, take it away.
Got it going.
Hey, this is Dr. AT doing a 30-minute in the mix tonight. For all you artists out there who want to hear your song on our Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday show, All you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Now let's get this party cracking. The first song on our deck is Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had all me. They know they can't know, they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of me so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these coolers don't sign up. Well-known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't chase them. Replacing is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
I got a request, man. It's that song Twerk by Shello Z. I love it. I got it here. Twerk. I just be turning up, man, every time I hear it, man. Got it here.
Before I play Twerk, to our listeners, what's the hottest station on the planet? Giving the unsigned community that airplay love.
HipHopNationalRadio.com, man.
Now the song Twerk.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy DJ Snacko. Logging in one time. We got your boy Mac Beasy in the building. Your boy Shello Z in the building. We turning up in the city. Everybody who get money, they feel free. You feel me? Yeah. Let's go.
Get your money.
Twerk.
Baby, twerk.
Twerk.
Yeah, twerk.
Don't
yeah.
Next on deck, Jody B. Keep living.
To all them little girls who never had a father. To all them little boys who never had their mama call them. I'm talking to the ones who end up dropping out of college and hustle all day just to make a couple dollars. And hoping that you make it just to live another day. And crying every night, tears dropping from your face. And struggle just to wake up in the morning cause of pain. And hoping God sees you on your knees when you pray. Your baby mama tripping, your son's father sipping to another bitch. Staying up waiting for a thing about to slip. You lost your only son cause he had to go to war. And now you find yourself walking to the liquor store. Same issue, different day is what you're thinking on your mind. Living life without your baby brother cause he's doing time. Ashamed to go to school because the clothes you can't afford. 16 and pregnant, so them niggas call you whore. Keep your head up, little mama, something gotta give. Stay in school, little soldier, you got a life to live. To all them good women stuck living with a bad man. He always quick to hit you, but he never hold your hand. I know you wanna fly away and never have to land. I know you wanna throw away that big old wedding band. I know you really trying to fight and take a firm stand. I just really wanna tell you that I understand. Yeah. But damn G, I need you. Sipping on this Jack, still talking to the preacher. Mom's
doing good, I make sure I go and see her. It's been 7 years since that bullet took your life. I'm still feeling like I got stabbed by a knife. Sleeping in the day and staying up all night. If I could just hug you, everything would be alright. And Carol to this day, I never met nobody sweeter. I just hope Mel knows that I really mean it. I'm trying to live my life straight, but I'm steady leaning. I hope you understand. Yeah. I hope you understand. Yeah, I hope you understand. Yeah, I hope you understand. Yeah, I hope you understand. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life, 'cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, y'all gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah, we all gotta keep living. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life, 'cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep living. Yeah, just keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah.
Step into the light, sunlight, where there's no beats.
Sunlight Productions and Publishing, coming through your sound waves. All the way from Newark, New Jersey, to South Island, to Philly, all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia, bringing to you one of their featured groups, Frank and Hatch, Earth Stars recording artists, hitting you hard with their new release song, My Brother's Keeper, a created soundtrack, making promises from their new CD entitled New Testament. Put your ears to your heart and request to hear it again and again. You're listening to My Brother's Keepers. On
Hip Hop National Radio.
I'm
on a mission to fruition. My condition, my condition. I'll be listening. You always and forever.
On deck now, Dr. Ray T with the ER crew. Got to be ashamed, bringing the old school to the new school.
It's a shame. It's a shame the way you hurt me.
shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame. Man, you're like a child at play on a sunny day. Precious labor, and then you throw it away. It's a shame. It's a shame when you hurt me. It's a shame. Why do you choose me?
And the next song is going to be by Culture Shock. Please don't go. Beauty of a goddess, she's wild like a
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.